Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, again, we must endure the change your clocks daylight saving time every spring and fall. Who wants it? I say, let's all vote to remain on sun time 12 months a year. Many states now want daylight saving time to end. Michigan has a politician who wants to end the daylight saving time ordeal with a bill in the state legislature preferring daylight saving time for 12 months. I'm all for it, except my preference would be sun time 12 months a year. Daylight saving time in the spring is the practice of advancing clocks by 1 hour so that evening daylight lasts an hour longer while sacrificing normal sunrise time. Daylight saving time has been used in the United States and in many European countries, including Australia and Newfoundland, since World War I, in an effort to conserve fuel needed to produce electric power. The plan was not formally adopted in the United States until 1918 to preserve daylight and provide standard time, beginning March 31st, 1918, for 7 months. This was observed for 2 years, 1918 and 1919. After the war ended, it was very unpopular. People rose earlier and went to bed earlier, and the law was repealed in 1919. During World War II, President Franklin Roosevelt instituted year-round daylight saving time, called wartime, from February 9, 1942 to September 30, 1945. From 1945 to 1966, there was no federal law regarding daylight saving time, so states and localities could choose whether or not to observe daylight saving time, causing much confusion, particularly for railways, airlines, and buses. The Uniform Time Act of 1966 was signed by President Lyndon Johnson. The farmers were opposed to such uniformity. And following the 1973 oil embargo on January 4, 1974, President Nixon signed the law, the Emergency Daylight Saving Time Conservation Act of 1973, beginning January 6, 1974, setting clocks ahead and ended when the energy crisis was over in 1976. That federal law was amended in 1986. However, the Energy Policy Act, which began in 2007, resulted in daylight saving time from 2 a.m. on the second Sunday in March and ending at 2 a.m. the first Sunday in November, supposedly conserving energy. Because of these time changes by disrupting the human body, it can take an individual up to 3 weeks to adjust to the new time. This time change actually increases heart attacks the day after due to a decrease in sleep. Even though the federal government alleges that it is used to save energy, make better use of daylight, and managed in over 70 countries, I assert that daylight saving time is a big waste of time. Oh, that's a great pun. And should be discontinued and terminated. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.